attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Election Day, Tuesday, February 27th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us as usual in this first half hour on Tuesdays, Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Have you voted yet?
Yes, sir.
Did you vote early?
I did.
What polling place or where did you have to go for Otsego County?
So they had City Hall was available to all townships over here.
So you guys in Otsego County all collectively went to one location and they were able to divvy up the shifts between the, 15, 18 townships, cities, and villages so that one staff did not have to sit there in a tiny little township and get 63 voters like it did in Torch Lake?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, one of the biggest questions I've been seeing is where, specifically today, Tuesday, the polling day, can you still vote at your abnormal location, as is mine, at City Hall for early? The day of voting today, are they able to vote at City Hall or only just your township location? That is one of the biggest questions I've been getting.
I believe it goes back to normal election day activity.
That is my understanding as well.
Right. That's what I've been told. I haven't confirmed
that. But you can see why
yet.
There's some confusion.
Well, yeah, because if you're going to have everybody at one location for 9 days, why wouldn't you have them there on election day as well?
Right, right.
You know, and the other component to this, Ian, is, like I explained to the audience, Vicky, they didn't have enough workers here in Torch Lake. Mm-hmm. So they pulled Vicky out of retirement. You know, she's been a board of canvasser for the Republican Party. She's been a poll challenger. Kathy calls her the clerk and says, Vicky, please, please, please come get the training. I need workers. $21 an hour, six people sitting there. You know, it was like $140 an hour for 9 days, 9 to 5 to get 63 votes.
Wow.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. And I don't know about you, but would you have voted today had they not offered you the 9 days of early voting?
I would have voted today. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody would have.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's frustrating and I'm just feeling it and I'm venting on you, sir. So I appreciate you letting me do that. One thing that I did want to talk to you about, tee you up for the next longer segment, is I read a story yesterday coming out from MERS News Service, and these people are trying to actually now collect signatures to put it on the ballot to increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour. You and I have talked about this before, but most importantly, I want to specifically talk to you about the Iron Pig, the way you have kind of done a quasi shift over already, the way you place orders at the counter. Then they give a placard with a number, a ticket for the order. They put it on their table. They go sit themselves where they'd like to sit. And then you have wait staff basically deliver the food, bring them any extra condiments, things like that. But most importantly, your quasi business model, I think, is going to go on steroids. And I want to talk to you about what I see happening in restaurants as far as waiters and waitresses and even bartenders for that standpoint. So that's the direction I want to go. And then, of course, I want to talk about your upcoming court date in April. So any questions for Ian Murphy, text them to me at 231-360-5140. We'll get the questions asked to Ian Murphy and also find out more about what's happening with the Iron Pigs lawsuits and where it's going from there. So greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. I got a quick one real quick. Hours of operation. Don't forget to ask about that. Springtime is coming. What are we doing with the hours? We'll be right back. Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Welcome back into the show. A second segment this morning with Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig. Ian, again, this story pops up in MERS News Service, and I read it on the show and gave my opinion. These people do not understand micro and macro economics. They don't understand small businesses. They don't understand restaurants. They don't understand the service industry, tipping your waiters, your waitstaff, bartenders. They don't get it. And I said on the show yesterday, if this gets passed on the ballot, because they threw out some polling numbers, 83% of Democrats. Okay, and I'm like, yeah, I get it. This is living wage, $30,000 a year, working 50 weeks, 40 hours a week, full time, 2,000 hours, 2 weeks vacation, whatever. You're talking 2,000 hours times $15 an hour. That's $30,000 a year to flip hamburgers, I'm sorry, at a McDonald's or a Subway. Are you kidding me? But it's going to eliminate jobs. Ultimately, isn't that what's going to happen?
I think so. And I do believe that these people do understand economics. What they seem to want to put ahead of any understanding, whether it's misunderstanding or actually getting how microeconomics work and macroeconomics work, these are individuals that prefer to take a stance and a social economic standpoint that the this is the bare minimum, and what I'm going to do for you is raise your bare minimum expectation for you. I'm going to do something for you. So ultimately, this has actually never been about economics, in my opinion. It's always been about optics and votes, vote getting, right? The fight for 15, these other things, everything they espouse is all about raising that floor. Those of us that have been anywhere close to owning a small business knows that the real minimum wage is zero and should be zero. In my opinion, as a libertarian and as a small business owner, there really is no minimum wage. It's competition. I have a lot of competition, and I absolutely love my competition. Rising tides raise all ships. We're getting a couple more little restaurants right here in downtown. We've got a bar that's open across the street from us much later and has a later crowd that helps us, right? This is all part of that same scheme. I now have to compete against what another restaurant is paying for line cooks. We have never paid anything close to the minimum wage or even the minimum tipped wage, which is, I don't even know, $3.85 or $3.95.
$4 an hour, whatever. Yeah.
Basically, right. $4 an hour. Right.
Yep.
And the other thing is, I believe these people fundamentally don't understand meritocracy and how it interacts with the front of the house staff and their level of service they get in return for a larger tip.
Well, you know, the other thing that we're looking at here that is very interesting, I said, and I've already experienced it numerous times while I'm out on the road. I've been traveling around the state. I go to a lot of functions. I go to different counties. I do all kinds of things. I was in Lansing, of all places, outside kind of the western side of Lansing. And Vicki and I went into a hotel for the weekend. We were going to be attending the leadership conference for Stand Up Michigan. And we were hungry, and it's a weekend. It's a Friday night. The conference was on Saturday. And I said, let's be bad. To heck with Missy. To heck with the weight program. Let's get some fast food. I went to a Rally's drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
It was a robotic AI handler. Sounded like a real person. Hi, welcome to Rally's. What can I get for you? And I thought I was talking to a person.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, I'd like a big Buford with a large well-done fry and a chocolate milkshake. And Vicky wants a couple of hot dogs with extra mustard and extra onions. This robot thing repeated what I said to him verbatim and then said, is that correct, sir? And I said, yes, it is. I'm thinking, wow, this girl is really polite, you know. She said, okay, your total will be $12.75 or whatever the heck the number was. I pulled up. There was no person there. They were all cooking.
Mm-hmm.
They cooked the order exactly the way I said it, delivered it to me in the bag I took the bag. She put the card reader outside the window. I stuck my card in. I was gone. That person, that order taker that normally operates the cash register and rings up your order, doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
It's gone. And have you gone into an updated McDonald's lately?
Yeah, they have.
Kiosk. Actually,
yeah. Well, so they just a couple of months ago launched their first fully automated, like zero employee location. And that is sort of the future. Listen, this is the largest restaurant and also the largest real estate owner on the planet, McDonald's.
Yes.
They do set the trends. There is sort of a reason why red and yellow are in the majority of fast food restaurant color schemes, ketchup and mustard.
Yep.
So they set the trends. And when you get these things like a $20 minimum wage, that's what's going to happen. The free market is going to look for other ways to reduce those costs. And when you have other costs that are rising as well, utility costs, overhead costs.
Yep.
You're going to that is what free enterprise does. That is the profit motive at work. That's the other thing that these legislators may not understand is exactly what is driving in the behavior behind profit motive.
Absolutely.
And I believe that if they actually understood that, it would fix a lot of our issues with government when you're talking about six poll workers being paid $21 an hour. I mean, the cost benefit analysis has to be done on that. And I don't think any of them really understand that.
Well, Cliff Tolini says in Alice Township over there in Presque Isle County, 27 votes. It costs the township $3,800 to run the 9 days of early voting. It was $140 a vote.
Yeah, see, now, and of course, all of those 27 votes or 63 votes or whatever, those yep. all are important and those count. But the question should have been asked, would you have voted on Tuesday as normal, as if you can call it that,
right.
on Tuesday instead of the early voting?
Sure, they would have. Absolutely.
And I bet that they would have.
Sure.
But so this is the great social experiment that we're involved in now.
Yeah, unbelievable. Hey, I want to get to your lawsuit, and a lot of people who may not have heard the interview, I want to talk about what's going to be happening with Judge Hunter's courtroom there in April.
Yeah, so April 9th at around 2 p.m., we have in-person court right here in 46th Circuit Court right across the street. District Court, I keep getting them mixed up.
A court. Across the street.
Court. Finally, in-person court. Well, so there's a case going on in Traverse City. I believe they're in circuit court, and I think I'm in district court. So anyways,
yeah.
April 9th, right across the street from the Iron Pig, you know, right next to where we had our Freedom Festival last year, Fuel Fest.
Yep.
April 9th, 2 o'clock, we get to be in person in court over there and give oral arguments in our case, seeking a declaratory action from Judge Hunter on five additional statutes and their constitutionality. The plan is ahead of time to have a luncheon here at Iron Pig, have a brief presentation and question and answer. I'm hoping to get Dave Delaney, our attorney, to be attending that as well. I know he's usually pretty packed on Tuesdays because they are court days. I think Tuesdays and Thursdays are kind of our big court days around here.
Sure.
Just judging by the traffic in the back parking lot. So that is the plan. We're going to have a rally here, another freedom rally, Risk It for the Brisket rally, right here at the Iron Pig around noon, 12:30, Tuesday, April 9th. And then we'll be walking across the street to fill up the courtroom to hear oral arguments with Judge Hunter and the Health Department of Northwest Michigan.
Excellent, excellent. Now, I'm going to be broadcasting the show from the Iron Pig from 9 to noon, and then we'll be there with you guys, and I want to go across the street. I've never met Judge Hunter, so I'd like to see what he looks like and see how he handles the court. Now, I want to get point of clarification, little Robert's Rules of Order on you. The ramification of what you just said you're asking for, the relief, the remedy that you're seeking, is this going to have any ripple down effect across the state as far as court precedent? And is this going to be potentially changing the way bureaucratic agencies and departments do things going forward if you are successful and prevail?
Well, that's a great question. So the first answer to the first part of that is So when we prevail in court and we're just asking for a declaratory action, we're not asking for monetary damages, though I think Judge Hunter has some leeway on that if he decides, you know, the court has or the health department has to pay court costs and fines. We're just seeking to have these five statutes ruled unconstitutional. Now, they are statewide statutes, but they affect only our health department district, our four-county area that we cover. Now, what I can do is then turn around and take this case and file it in another jurisdiction where I have also done business. Let's say Sheboygan County, for example. Judge Gauthier up there, wonderful judge. I've done business in Sheboygan County. I've done business in Traverse City. I've done business in a lot of different locations throughout northern Michigan, and in the future plan to do business there. I can then take in any jurisdiction where I have done business, I can then file this declaratory action. Or another individual that has had similar violations with their health department, like let's say Lapeer, Wood Chips Barbecue, friends of ours down there, they stayed open actually before we were staying open. They could file this similar lawsuit right there. It might be Lapeer County, correct me if I'm wrong, but
sure,
they could file that in their jurisdiction right there. I could go there, give them a copy, and say, here, we'll file this on your behalf if you're willing to. That is the storm the castle approach that we looked at a couple of years ago when we were taking on the health department the first time. And we said, wait, let's hold this in the bag. Let's wait for Judge Hunter to come out with his ruling. So now we have Hunter's ruling. We have a court of appeals ruling that's published that even bolsters our case even more. So that is hopefully the ripple effect, is that once we win here in our health district, we can then go and apply it to other health districts, and or other plaintiffs can come forward and say, I'm willing to file this in my area, because I don't believe a health officer should have the right to take any individual without due process, poke them, jab them, quarantine them, give them counseling, all the crazy things that these statutes allow a health officer to do, an unelected official. That's the biggest part.
Sure, absolutely. And these people in these other jurisdictions, they could obviously hear about the case, reach out to you guys, get a copy directly from you or your attorney, and like you say, simply file it and motion in their local courts in their jurisdiction?
Yeah, so I've gone back and looked at all of the counties that I have done business in, right? So I've delivered catering. That constitutes me doing business in that county.
Sure.
I can personally go. So basically, northern Michigan is more or less covered.
I love it.
Places like Ottawa County,
yes,
for example, we know there is great turmoil going on with their health department there. We know that it is obviously being weaponized over there.
Yep.
This might be something that can bring a little bit of order to what is going on over there, because it does show the stark contrast of exactly how much power the local health officer, let alone the health director, has. And here in Otsego County, in our health department, we've seen the battle with, yep, Lisa Peacock and having to pay her contract off. This is an unelected official that instituted mask mandates in a counties where we had already had a plan of action with their school, and that resulted in an ongoing lawsuit against the health department and the school district.
Got it. Hours of operation real quick.
7 days a week. Right now we're 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. And then on the weekends, 9 a.m. to 11 p.m.
With breakfast on Saturday and Sunday.
9 to noon, baby.
All right, man. Thanks a lot, brother. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Trucker.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.